The latest from podnews.net. China. Is podcasting there really worth $7.3 billion? Nick Kwar's Hot Pod interviews Yi Yang, who's a Podnews reader and editor of a podcast newsletter about the industry. Meanwhile, podcast Tech Buzz China from Pandaily dived into this topic in more detail in February, concluding,
what is sometimes referred to as the quote-unquote podcasting industry in China is really the amalgamation of educational lectures, audiobooks, music maybe, and even short unauthorized Tom Hiddleston audio clips. So it's not accurate to compare the 300-ish million podcasting revenues in the US with the $7 billion pay-for-knowledge audio category.
Meanwhile, podcast host Libsyn has partnered with Entercomsradio.com, which claims it's the fastest-growing audio app in the US. Entercom reaches 170 million Americans every month. Libsyn customers will find Radio.com listed as a new destination in their dashboard. Go turn it on now. Podnews is on Radio.com too. A new podcast platform in Chile, Emisor Podcasting, has launched, a platform for podcasts and radio on demand created in Chile for the Spanish-speaking world. It's owned by commercial radio group 13 Radios. In Sweden, Podme, a podcast subscription service, has successfully raised $1.3 million in funding. Investors include a large Nordic media company called Schibsted. Podme has 20,000 subscribers and, quote, is not profitable. The Apple iPod Touch has had its first refresh since July 2015. The new version, which comes with 32 gig of base memory as standard, costs $199. We mentioned Podcast Transcribe the other day, a free podcast transcription service. It's already got an upgrade. It now recognizes different voices, and the website is now HTTPS. Patreon have released an update to their mobile app that is a significantly better experience for audio, with bug fixes and new features. In Brazil, B9, a creativity and innovation website, has announced a significant expansion of their podcast network. O Mamilos has over 1 million listeners per month, and in total their network has over 4 million plays a month and an average retention rate of 80%. IAB Brazil has a webinar, The Golden Age of Podcasting, tomorrow, the 30th of May at 3 p.m. Brazilian time. You can sign up for free. The event is, of course, in Portuguese. Some advice for you from Radio Public, how to create and maintain a newsletter for your podcast. And an event for you in Paris, in France. It's the home of the Paris Podcast Festival, back on October the 8th to the 10th at La Gaîté Lyrique. 4,300 people came last year, and this time around they're enlarging the event with more rooms, more meetings, and more podcasts. Merveilleux. And thank you to Megaphone, modern podcast technology for publishers and advertisers, for becoming a gold supporter today. In podcasts, we mention Wildfire, a new podcast into a controversial wildfire in Oregon in the US. The Journey, a travel podcast from KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, which is also available on KLM Aircraft. Brexitcast stars Chris Mason and Adam Fleming are on the Radio Today program this week, explaining what makes their podcast so successful. You'll also hear me talking about something. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend recently interviewed Howard Stern. He reflects that rules and regulations, as he had on radio, give structure, discipline, and tension. And if you remove those rules, that dramatically changes things, as he found when moving to Sirius XM, but as many broadcasters find when moving to podcasting. It's worth a listen. And They Walk Among Us is an award-winning weekly UK true crime podcast covering a broad range of cases from the sinister to the surreal. They are also our latest personal sponsor, so thank you for your support, and you should be like them. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.